All right, it is Wednesday here at the East-West Shrine Game. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauley now taking a look at the East team. A little 9-on-7 drill, a run drill, as we take a look at the linemen and the running backs here. Tony, let's talk about first Darian Miller, the left tackle from Kentucky, who's had a really good week.
And he's having another good day. I mean, early on, we've seen him again take out his teammate, his bigger teammate, Za'Darius Smith. You see him there against the Bows of Louisville. The Bows a little bit more athletic. That's the first time we've seen Miller on the ground the past 3 days. Had a little bit of difficulty with the Bows there, who's probably has a slight athletic advantage. I know the Bows has already received the combine invite, so that tells you what scouts think of him. But again, I think overall, the way it works out right now, Miller will leave the Shrine game with an increase in his draft grade.
He's number 77 there. We'll also take a look at number 70. That's the guard from Louisville, John Miller, who's also one of the better interior linemen here at the Shrine game, I believe.
Explosive at the point, very strong. I think he's going up against a lot of Tennessee Chattanooga, who's had a very good year, a very good week, I should say. Miller doesn't play with good pad level. Actually, Miller pulled across the line of scrimmage. The play went away from him, but still, even though he wasn't really involved in the play, you got to be impressed with the quickness he was able to get to the other side of the line of scrimmage. So that bodes well because people think he's a small area blocker. If he can block in motion, that's another bullet in his gun as far as next level ability.
All right, let's shift our eyes here to the defense. Jake Ryan, the linebacker from Michigan, number 39 there in the middle. A player who was good coming forward but has had some limitations in coverage this week.
Has struggled again this morning in coverage, but this is his forte. You see him getting up the field, taking on
Jamon Brown.
Jamon Brown of Louisville there to stack well against the run. That's what he is, Jake Ryan. He's probably going to be best in a 3-4 system. He's a two-down linebacker. He can't. He's not good in coverage, but he's very good against the run, and he stands out in that area.
Let's watch him again here as he goes up against the East running backs. The running back here will be Terrence McGee from LSU, number 15, but let's watch how Ryan attacks the run.
McGee's actually looked good in the early going, taking over from where his teammate Kenny Hilliard did yesterday. Wow, you like that speed and that agility to turn the corner. You like that burst from McGee to get around the corner. And even if you see there with Jake Ryan, he's not able to cut the corners off in pursuit. He's basically an in-the-box, downhill type of linebacker.
All right, let's see what we have here. Let's take a look at the other linebacker out there, 54, Quayshon Neely from Georgia Tech. Not necessarily the measurables you'd look for at the position, but he's got good instincts.
So he doesn't have great height, but he's very quick, as you see there, and he fights. He's competing against Miller, holding his ground well. He's the antithesis of Jake Ryan. He's a guy that's got great sideline-to-sideline speed. You can use him in coverage. The problem is, as you see, he's short. I mean, even the coach is a little bit taller than him. So he's going to be overmatched when he's going against those tight ends that are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
All right, that'll do it for the look at the running game portion here from the Wednesday morning practice for the East team at the East-West Shrine game. For Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.